Welcome to Greg Way in the Car. Brent Vlogs Michael Fortnite. Yeah, it's me, Greg Miller. I'm driving into work as always. Our final day of being in the office and not making technically we're doing in review today. We have to do MCU in review, What If Season 2. Just to get that done and have on a schedule. But tomorrow's the big stream. Tomorrow's the big day. The 9th anniversary of Kinda Funny. I hope you can join us. Twitch.tv/KindaFunnyGames, YouTube.com/KindaFunnyGames, 10 a.m. into the rest of the day. How long you decide, we'll just talk about that later. Not today, it'll be like tomorrow later. Anyways, driving into work. Like I said, Brent asked about vlogs on the post. Yes, on the Patreon post. And then Michael asked about Fortnite and Epic Creator Codes on the chat. We'll start with Brent and his vlogs. He said there are going to be more vlogs in 2024. There will be more vlogs in 2024. They're Greg Way's. That's it. There won't be more vlogs like we're doing more vlog channels or anything like that, or vlog products or anything like that. Greg Way will continue into 2024.
I'm kicking around the idea of how to message it.
Because as you know, and I assume, maybe you're brand new. As you know, if you've been here a while, Greg Ways tend to be very long. I promise you 5 minutes a day with me, but often it's like a whole 10, 15, sometimes 20, because I get on a thing and I park in the parking lot and keep talking. I've thought about maybe, like, I enjoy a good podcast, as you know. I enjoy good music. I'm listening to Not Sam Wrestling right now. He's got this interview with Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge. It's like a 2.5 hour long. Look at another thing right now. 2 hour long interview. I've been listening to it since yesterday when I posted or whatever. It's fantastic. So fascinating. Great interview. Just two guys who really vibe well with each other. And like, obviously, Sam Roberts knows his shit when it comes to wrestling. So he's just bringing up the coolest shit with Edge. So it's like, I don't want to lose that. But I've toyed around with the idea of just my entire drive being Greg Way. And then just kind of being open air. Because right now what I do with Greg Way is, you know, I'll be brushing my teeth, look through what the comments are, what the questions are, bank them, get in here, listen to music, listen to a podcast for a while, and then switch over to it. And that, you know, sometimes that is a 5 minute product, sometimes it is a 10 minute product. I'll probably stick with the at least 5 minutes a day with me, but maybe I started earlier and it's more of a train of thought, getting myself organized. But I'll be honest with you, and I've talked about it before, I don't get a lot of feedback on Greg Way. I know you watch it, I know you consume it, I see that. But I don't get a lot of feedback on it, so I'm always looking for how to make this vlog more valuable to you, what you would want to see out of it. Feel free to leave those comments on this Patreon post. We put it in the Patreon chat. You know how to do it. But anyways, vlogs, yes, Greg Way will continue into 2024. Spoilers for tomorrow's announcements. And we're not like announcing like a mic show or anything like that, so don't get your hopes up on that. And then Brett had vlogs in Michael. Had the question about Epic Creator Code. I think it was Michael. I apologize if I've already forgotten it. On the chat, Michael said, hey, I've been spending a lot of money on the old Fortnite, the old V-Bucks, the old whatever. How much money does do Epic Creator Codes actually get creators like you? Because, of course, you can use the Epic Creator Code. Kind of funny when you're buying stuff on Fortnite. Even when you're just redeeming free things on Fortnite or the Epic Game Store, that helps us as well somehow. How? I don't fucking really know. And so that's the thing is, like, you know, Michael, you were very nice, and you were like, you know, I don't need specifics, I'm just wondering, like specifics are public, that's all public, I Google it, because I honestly don't know, you know, we have so many different partners and deals, and who's bringing in what, whether it be me, Tim, or Nick, so that wasn't one of my things signing us up for that, but according to Epic's page, Fortnite specifically gets you 5% of the purchase, so if you use the Epic Creator Code, Kinda Funny, and you buy something in Fortnite, we're hitting 5% of that. And then you gotta hit like $100 threshold, I think it said, to get paid out. And, you know, that's all well and good. So use Kinda Funny. You're buying a battle pass. You're buying the cool outfits. Can you fucking believe how close we are to Solid Snake? I had to look at it yesterday. Because we're, you know, looking at streams and what do we want to do? And yada yada. I went, wait, when is Snake coming? And earlier this week, it was 20 days. That's fucking awesome. Let's go. Can't wait.
Big yawn. I'm sorry, everybody. I don't mean to.
So that's exciting. I figure I'm going to get Snake soon. You assume for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, they'll have some kind of Ghostbusters redrop in there. Maybe those big puffy jackets. You know I'll buy that shit because I'm psycho. When do you think they're going to let you create your own Fortnite character? You know what I mean? I was talking about, you know, I don't want to be Captain America. I only am Captain America. Snake will make sense. But I can't do the headcanon of Superman running around and not flying and using an AK-47. Let me make a little Greg head and put it on the Ghostbuster body and goddamn, I'd be set. You know? Fuck yeah, let's go. Because I like my Ghostbusters. But even then, I don't use them a lot in Fortnite. Because I feel like, all right, well, again, it's not even like... If you remember the Ghostbusters characters they released, they weren't like... Bill Murray or Paul Rudd or whoever, they were just like generic ass Ghostbusters, which is fine, but like, it's not, let me make myself a generic ass Ghostbuster. Ghostbusters, man, what a fucking time to be alive. Have you thought about this? I know you're all busy with your video games, 2024 elections, but we are about 2 months away from Ghostbusters, 2.5 months away from Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. A new Ghostbusters film. Can you fucking believe it? I never thought I'd get another one for a long time there. I mean, I'm talking like after Ghostbusters 2, I didn't think I was gonna get another Ghostbusters for a long time there. Then I got 2016-7. Then I got Afterlife. And even Afterlife, I was like, I'm gonna enjoy this ride. Never get another one of these, probably. And they're like, yo, this movie did good enough, we're gonna make another Ghostbusters. Like, fuck yeah, let's go. And then they're like, yo, this Ghostbusters is based, kind of like the animated series. I was like, oh my god. Kidding me right now? Thank you to everybody tagging me in the Ghostbusters toys. If you didn't know, the new line of Ghostbusters action figures for children or me is starting to hit shelves. They were leaking originally. They were just like showing up in mom and pop shops, mom and grop shops, you might say. And now they're up on Amazon or whatever. I have hit up Hasbro and I'm like, yo, you have been good to me and my unborn child when he was unborn. Now he is born and playing with Ghostbusters toys. Let's get me some Ghostbusters toys to unbox. So we'll see what I can get there. Get that going. But goddamn. Another Ghostbusters. So close. You know what I mean? And I'm sorry. I've apologized before that you guys have to live in my reality. That it's my world. I'm getting these things put. I can never get a Superman. Never going to get a good Superman movie again. Never going to get a good Superman game. But I can get Ghostbuster films. I can get Ghostbuster toys. I can get all these. I can get amazing video games. I can get trophies. I can get a PlayStation Portal. Oh, you like remote playing, Greg? Here's this thing designed just for you. There's not a lot of people like you, but we're making it just for you. Okay, great, cool, whatever. I don't know, man. It's a wonderful time to be alive. Horrible time to be alive in other ways, but a wonderful time for Greg Miller most of the time. So I'm pretty stoked. And again, I am very stoked about... Today, not so much. Like, I'm not looking forward to today, but the last 2 days have been very much like, here's a blank piece of paper. What are we creating and what are we doing? And today is like, all right, tomorrow's the fucking day. What do we need to still do? Holy shit, there's a lot more still to do. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta go do things, and I gotta go buy things, and I gotta go do this interview show. I fell asleep watching the finale of What If. Not because it was bad, just because I was tired. So I gotta figure out when I'm gonna watch 20 minutes of What If 2. A lot going on. You know, I'm starting to feel that pinch. The pinch. And then beyond that, I got to run home early, pick up Jen, drive over to the Great American Music Hall, because Jack Quaid and the boys are in town. They're doing Sasquatch Sketch tonight. I'm going to go have dinner with Tim and Gia, and then go see that. I'm very excited to see Jack Quaid perform. And then, like I said, tomorrow we wake up and we do Kind of Funny Day. We do a bunch of really cool, fun shit with you. We show you some new stuff. We talk about the 2024 plan. And we have a great time. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are, too. I'm about to get on the last stretch of road here and go. Oh, but I said maybe I want to, let's experiment keeping it longer. Because I feel like let's just train of thought it. What does a Greg Way train of thought look like? You know, I guess one of the problems with Greg Way train of thought right now is that so much of my thought is tied up in tomorrow. Of like, it's stuff I have to do today for tomorrow, but it's like, I don't want to talk about that stuff to you yet. Because of course, like, that's tomorrow. Today is today, tomorrow is tomorrow. You understand? That makes sense? That tracking? You get it? It's like the biggest thing. It's like when I'm embargoed on a game. Which, by the way, I saw a lot of people tweeting about it yesterday. It is in the room. We have Prince of Persia. So people have started to play that for review. When is the review? I checked Danny Payne. I saw him put it up. It's under Paris, maybe. They got the embargo. They're not doing it for us. I'm just saying, like, they also put it up. It's next week sometime. Maybe Wednesday. Maybe Tuesday. Maybe Thursday. It's Thursday. We'll have content up about that. Don't you worry. No siree, Bob. Don't you worry. That also means that you already know that we have The Last of Us Part 2. We've been playing that. I got a new code for some other game in today, Redacted. I don't know if it's actually Redacted. It might be. You can talk about it too, but I can't say that. Maybe. I don't know. You know, it's one of those, I got the code, but I haven't read the email yet. That's exciting. Lots of exciting things happening. That's again, like, I loved my vacation. I had a great time. You know, Ben, Jen, just A-plus human beings. Big fans. Like hanging out with them, doing it. But there was a part of me that, like, we had done so much stuff in December to set up for January. And I don't even mean, like, January day, which is awesome and going to be great tomorrow, yada, yada, yada. I just mean, like, connections and partnerships and things that you've been talking to people about that were like, all right, cool, we'll get back to each other after the holidays. But I've been very excited. Like, all right, well, let's get back to it. And, like, we're still waiting for a bunch of people to come back to work. Obviously, this week's a weird one of people slowly coming back to work. But there's some good stuff in the hopper that I'm excited to talk about. Maybe we'll talk about one of them tomorrow. But a lot of good stuff coming for Kinda Funny. And like I said, for Greg Miller, Ghostbusters, you know? You bet your ass I hit up the Ghostbusters PR team. I was like, give me some Ghostbusters in the office. Let's go. And they're like, you're in San Francisco. Well, does Zoom work? I'm like, ah, goddammit. Yes, the Zoom would work. We'll see if that ever comes to fruition. I was in a Mega Ran song. Did you see that? Mega Ran put out his end of the year song. I was in there. That's fun. Now just driving to work. Driving around in John Boyd's car. Yes, he may be, but again, it's like the train of thought thing would work. Because I can clearly talk to you. But the problem is, I can't talk about things today. I won't talk about things today. I'll tell you what else. I'm finding a lot of enjoyment in wrestling, which isn't surprising. I know, yada, yada, yada. But if you're a Greg Miller fan, a Kind of Funny fan, you know that as much as I love professional wrestling and WWE and et cetera, like, I wasn't actively consuming it, right? Like, before This Is Awesome, I'd go to the shows and the pay-per-views and, you know, we would do the things here or there, but I wasn't, like, dialed in every Monday, every Friday, what's actually happening, paying attention, getting it. So, like, I've come back to wrestling, I think, as a fan in a way I haven't been in a long time. Where, again, I'm not watching Monday Night Raw every week. I'm not watching SmackDown, period. But what I am doing, of course, because of fucked up TV rights, is watching people stream it on Twitch. When I need to see what's The Rock up to and all these other things. And then the podcast I listen to, you know what I mean? Where, again, I know I've already put him over once in this, I'll do it again. Sam Roberts and Not Sam Wrestling is just so good, let alone how good. Sorry, I got pointed at a car. Look, I just do something wrong. I don't think so. Anyways, Sam Roberts, so good at keeping me up to date and recapping everything and talking about storylines. I'm not going to talk to you about wrestling. I know many people don't care about wrestling, but I think it's fun that I have another hobby, a rejuvenated hobby, if you will. Because I would have said comics a long time ago, right? But, like, I was looking at my comics last night. I'm like, jeez, man. I have not read comics since Ben was born. That's 2.5 years. You know what I mean? And it's one of those, like, that's sad in a way, but it's also, what I remember doing this a long time ago on the Game Over Greggy show, right? Where it was ranking, like, your hobbies, your interests, your passions, or whatever, and how low I put books. And I didn't even mean it, like, as... I think even at the time I said comic books, right? Reading. And it was one of those things of just, like, that's, you know, you have a kid and you get those hours get sparse. That's exactly what it comes down to, of, like, how much time do you have for your free hobbies? That's what I've noticed with listening to this Edge interview, right? It's like, they're talking about matches I've seen clips of. I'm like, oh man, I never actually watched that entire match. I should watch that entire match. I'm like, when am I going to watch this entire fucking match? When am I going to have... Jen does not like wrestling. She tolerates wrestling. She'll go to a wrestling event. But, like, when I'm like, WrestleMania is two nights, she's like, I am not going to WrestleMania. But anyways, like, when am I going to have that free time? Because if I have free time, I'm playing games, right? That's always the funny thing of, like, you know, in, I think it's well known now, but... When In Review took on other forms other than MCU, and people were like, well, why isn't Greg on it? I was like, because Greg doesn't want to watch things. Like, last night, it's like, I got to watch What If, which I've been enjoying. And it's like, oh, man, I was looking forward to playing, you know, X or Redacted or whatever. Like, I was looking, oh, man, I got to go watch, I got to watch something now, even when I enjoy it. But you know how it is. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pulling into the office. Barrett's here. He might have a new hat. I can't tell. I want to ask. Is that a new hat?
I almost bought a new hat.
He almost bought a new hat.
See if you would notice.
Yeah,
I've had this for like a month.
I haven't seen this one a lot. It's nice. All right, everybody. That's a Greg way. I'll talk to you later. Bye.